Chancellor Angela Merkel went to the White House for her first face-to-face meeting with President Trump. You might recall candidate Trump was very critical of Merkel during the campaign. Today, he greeted the German chancellor with a handshake, but then during a photo op, the two leaders did not shake hands. Away from the cameras, Trump and Merkel talked about a lot of topics, from trade to anti-terrorism efforts. Later at a joint press conference, Trump shared what he told Merkel about NATO. That's the military alliance that binds the U.S. and Europe, an alliance Trump has criticized in the past.
I reiterated to Chancellor Merkel my strong support for NATO, as well as the need for our NATO allies to pay their fair share for the cost of defense. Many nations owe vast sums of money from past years, and it is very unfair to the United States. These nations must pay what they owe.
Chancellor Merkel acknowledged that Germany and other European nations need to increase their defense spending. Later, a German reporter asked Merkel what she made of Trump's isolationist trade policies. Before the German leader could answer, Trump jumped in.
Well, first of all, I don't believe in an isolationist policy. But I also believe a policy of trade should be a fair policy. And the United States has been treated very, very unfairly by many countries over the years, and that's going to stop. But I'm not an isolationist. I'm a free trader, but I'm also a fair trader.
For her part, Merkel emphasized that trade agreements are supposed to benefit both sides.
We have underlined as German industry, German business community, and have made the experience that any kind of agreement that we have concluded, for example, at the very latest with South Korea, brought us more jobs, actually. People were very much concerned about losing jobs, for example, the automotive industry, but in the end, it turned out, particularly as regards South Korea, in the end, it turned out that both sides benefited. And I think it's only fair. That's the purpose of concluding agreements, that both sides win.
Before the press conference was over, another German journalist asked Trump about wiretapping. What did the president have to say about his unsubstantiated allegations that President Obama wiretapped Trump Tower during the campaign? Trump didn't answer that directly. Instead, he resurrected the old controversy about the NSA spying on Merkel during the Obama administration.
As far as wiretapping, I guess, by, you know, this past administration, at least we have something in common, perhaps.
President Trump speaking at a joint press conference this afternoon with German Chancellor Angela Merkel.